Hi, this is Allison Sheridan of the No Silicast podcast, hosted at podfeet.com, a technology geek podcast with an ever-so-slight Macintosh bias. And this is episode 3 of Podcasting on Podcasting. Well, in the first episode, I told you about how to pick your topic, how to make sure you had passion for your topic. In the second episode, I outlined a couple of different options for microphones and headphones and that sort of thing so you can actually get your voice into the computer. Now it's time to get into the software tools, and this is where it gets really fun. What I'd like to do in this episode is talk through a couple of the different options that you have, and then maybe in future episodes I'll get into a little more detail about how exactly to do that, how to actually, you know, make the audio recordings, a little more beef to it. I usually like to start with the least expensive options first so people don't get scared off and think, oh, this is going to be an expensive hobby, I don't want to do it. Trust me, it will become an expensive hobby if you really get into it, just like anything else. I mean, you could probably buy a creepy set of golf clubs to start with, and pretty soon you're spending thousands on some titanium clubs or something like that. I don't golf, can you tell? But anyway, let's start off with the least expensive, and we'll work our way up into some other options that you might consider later on, or even at the beginning if you're so inclined. The first piece of software I'd like you to consider is called Audacity, and you can find that at audacity.sourceforge.net. As I promised, this is an enhanced podcast, so the links are all in the audio file. The cool thing about Audacity is it's free and open source, and it works on Mac, Linux, and Windows. It has a great large community of supporters, and it's a really, really useful functional tool. It's a little bit on the clunky side, but it has the basic features of recording and doing a little bit of noise reduction and that sort of thing. It has all kinds of crazy enhancement features if you want, but it'll get the job done, and it'll get the job done for free. You can mix in other audio files like music and secondary recordings if you like, so there's a lot of options of what you can do with it. I really recommend you take a look at audacity.sourceforge.net. As much as I do like Audacity, I enjoy the slickness and ease of use of GarageBand. GarageBand has a cleaner, more modern interface look to it, and it has a lot of great options that I enjoy. I use GarageBand when I'm talking just by myself. I use other tools when I'm interviewing somebody else. In GarageBand, you can choose the voice you want, do enhancements to it, you can lay in jingles, and it comes with built-in jingles, kind of like my beginning and exit music. Those are all just straight out of the GarageBand library. You know, I'm not much of an audiophile, so it's not like I'm going to actually know the name of an artist I'd like to use or something like that. You can set levels, you can do this cool thing called ducking, where if you'll notice my music kind of ducks down when I start talking, that's an automatic feature, and you can enhance that too. An important feature of GarageBand is the different formats that you can output your audio in. One of the most important things you want to do is keep your audio at the highest level of quality as long as you can. So I share my audio file out to my disk as an uncompressed AIFF file. That's like a WAV file. It's not been digitized down like an MP3 file. It hasn't been compressed or anything like that. So it's a huge file. But while I'm working with it and doing some other things, I like to keep it as an AIFF as long as I can. Eventually, you do want to compress it down to an MP3 or some other format that you choose for your podcast because people don't want to download that gigantic AIFF file. You can also export directly to MP3 if you choose to do so. And something a lot of people use, and I'm just experimenting with the first time here, is the idea of doing an enhanced podcast. An enhanced podcast allows you to add little images and links and things so that as people are listening to your recording, they can click on it in iTunes and they can see a picture come up. They can click on the link and go over and read more about what you're talking about while you're talking about it. The reason I haven't traditionally done the enhanced podcast format is it does limit the audience to people either using iPods or using iTunes. Having lived most of my life in the small minority of the Mac community, I hate to leave anybody out. So if somebody has an iRiver, I don't want to make a thing that they can't use. I'm making an exception in this case because this is a podcast on podcasting where I'm trying to show the different features that you can use. So I'm actually doing an enhanced podcast for the first time. Now, whether you use Audacity or GarageBand, an important part of your production process is actually going to be iTunes itself. After you export the AIFF file to your disk, you want to pull it into iTunes and then do some modifications to it. Podcasts have things on them called ID3 tags. Actually, I think all MP3 files have ID3 tags, but there are specific ID3 tags that were created by Apple, which made them non-standard from the original MP3 tags for podcasting. But hey, Apple broke the market into as big as it is today, so we all went along with their tags. Anyway, you want to set those tags over in iTunes. When you bring your file over into iTunes, from there you can actually convert it to an MP3. So you're going to right-click on the file in iTunes and say Convert to MP3. There's a lot of detail that goes into getting it set up to be the kind of MP3 you want, but I'm not going to go into that right now. But over in iTunes, if you do a Get Info on your file, in there you can set your artist name, your album name, and set the genre to podcast. That's going to make it show up correctly in people's podcast directory. There's a couple of options you want to set over in iTunes, like you want to say remember playback position. So if you do a 2-hour podcast, you don't want people to listen a half hour, go off, listen to some music, and they come back and they don't know where they were in your show. That's a really important tag. You also want to hit skip when shuffling, because can you imagine how irritating it would be if you were listening to music on shuffle and all of a sudden the NoCillaCast comes in? I mean, of course, the NoCillaCast is a poor example because anybody would be thrilled to be listening to it at any time. But you can see my point with other podcasts anyway. And finally, you want to be able to pull in your own artwork so that your artwork will show in the iTunes window while it's playing. So we've talked through a couple of free options, Audacity, which works on all platforms, and also GarageBand, which works only on the Mac. Another option now, if you've got a little bit of money to burn, is to start taking a look at Wiretap Studio. Wiretap Studio has a lot of advantages over GarageBand and Audacity, in that it creates a file, an AIFF file, that you can do editing to without destroying the original. So you can start with it and you say you hear some noise in the background and you want to reduce the noise. You can add a filter to it, you can multiply filters, you can add a whole bunch of different filters, you can change the compression on it, and you've never edited the original audio. So it's a real good way to be able to test out and experiment on things you want to do to your sound before you output your final product. I also like Wiretap Studio, especially for the fact that I can record interviews. So I can record one person's voice on Skype or a bunch of people's voices on Skype and my voice through my regular microphone so that my voice sounds really good and I still get the other recordings. That allows me to do that multi-track recording real time, and I can't do that with something like GarageBand. Now, I don't do my regular day-to-day recording of myself in Wiretap Studio for one very specific reason. The main reason for that is it's a little more difficult to stop and restart and fix quick mistakes as you're going. I know it seems hard to believe, but on occasion, I stumble a little bit my words when I'm recording, and I just hit stop and I go back and I start over on that sentence in GarageBand. If I were to do that in Wiretap Studio, it would create multiple files and I have to go clip off the end of one and start over on the second one, and I have to pull them into something like GarageBand anyway. So if I'm recording by myself, it's a lot easier to do it real time in GarageBand. Wiretap Studio is $69 and is available at ambrosiasoftware.com. I've mentioned a couple of times the idea of doing interviews. The easiest way to do an interview, to me anyway, is to use the application Skype from skype.com. Skype is a chat client, but it's also an audio chat client, and it's also a video chat client. It's really versatile. It has fantastic compression, so you get really, really good audio for not a lot of bandwidth. You do have to have broadband, as you've probably noticed in my experiments with Bart over the last year with all the problems he's had. So when you have real broadband, though, it sounds really, really good. So what you do is you connect up with your chat person, your person you want to interview, and then you just hit the audio button and you can start talking to them and then recording in a tool like Wiretap Studio. Skype is free computer to computer and the software is free as well. If you really need to talk to someone on a telephone though, let's say they're not a real high-tech person and you wanted to just get a hold of somebody you could only do by phone, you can use the service called Skype Out that you buy through Skype. It's only like $30 a year for his unlimited calls in the US and Canada, I think. And I'm not sure what the rates are outside the United States. Even if you don't decide to do a podcast after listening to this exciting and thrilling show, you might want to use Skype just to call your friends and yak indefinitely. Talk to people in other countries. I talk to Bart all the time just for fun. So I really like Skype for doing interviews, and that is the main tool I would recommend. There's one more essential piece of software in your recording exercises here, and that's some software called The Levelator from conversationsnetwork.org. This software is designed to help level the audio that you've created. If it's just you, just sitting in front of a microphone, and you did it all in one sitting, you really don't have a need for a tool like The Levelator. But if you interviewed someone else, and let's say their voice was kind of quiet or it was really loud and you were quieter than them, the level jumping between the two voices will become very annoying to your listeners very rapidly. So if you download this free tool called The Levelator, you'll just be so happy and your listeners will like you too. So after you create your recording, when it's still an AIFF file, you drag it onto The Levelator, and The Levelator makes all the audio just sound fantastic. So it makes it really much closer to the same levels. Sometimes I use it if I've sat down in two different sittings to create my recordings, because you just get enough variation. Somebody bumps some dial somewhere, and it really seems to help. So be kind to your listeners. Run it through The Levelator. Well, that's going to wind up episode 3 of Podcasting on Podcasting. Next time, we're going to talk more about blogs and how important they are to creating a successful podcast. I hope you'll give me feedback by writing to me at allison@podfeed.com, or if you feel like giving me an audio recording, send it over to nosillacast@podfeed.com. Thanks for listening, and stay subscribed.